Earlier this week, we heard how statewide general election candidates in northeastern Oklahoma are reacting to complaints over inmates walking away from a state prison in Taft. Today, State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports on what the state is doing to stop those escapes and protect the communities nearby.
After Frank Taylor moved here from California 6 years ago, his friends asked how he could live in a town of about 300 people right next to two prisons. He laughed it off.
I got two big pit bulls.
Standing outside his house near the center of town, Taylor says Taft is a place where he thought he could leave his doors unlocked. He's starting to think again. Seven people have walked away from minimum security prisons this year. Four of those escapees came from Jess Dunn Correctional Center, which had zero escapes in 2017. The prison for men is roughly 1 mile from Taylor's home.
It makes me kind of leery on, do I even want to leave my own wife at home by herself, unprotected? Well, really without a firearm, because you have to worry.
Jess Dunn stands out this year for what the corrections agency calls walkaways, people who decide to run away from its low security areas. Inmates run away from the Department of Corrections every year. 2018's numbers don't appear unusually high. So far this year, 133 people have run away. Most were in low-security buildings where they could leave during the day to work and come back at night. But minimum security prisons like Jess Dunn are different. Some inmates can go out on work crews for community service, like cleaning trash, but it is still a prison.
They need to put up bigger fences.
Corrections officials say they're trying to stop the escapes. They're switching out inmates' dark-colored jumpsuits to bright orange ones with the word inmate on the back. They're using more sirens, and they're hoping to add more residents to a phone list they call when an inmate escapes. But there are staffing shortages throughout the state prison system. Officials say Jess Dunn is overcrowded and short 31 guards. The agency declined requests to interview the warden at Jess Dunn, but it did invite reporters to a media event at Jackie Brannan Correctional Center in McAllister.
You know, if we had the money to have better cameras and more surveillance systems and more staff, would be great.
Greg Breslin is interim warden of the minimum security men's prison, which doesn't have a fence. He says staffing shortages do make it harder to stop escapes. Several days ago, someone escaped by jumping from a second-story window. Breslin said relatively few inmates run away from minimum security prisons each year, and they don't usually linger in nearby communities. But that's little comfort to Taft Mayor Elsie Caesar.
Still, violent inmates have made their way down to lower security.
Caesar wants the agency to stop the escapes, but also wants more police patrolling the town. Residents have been upset about the two prisons since Jess Dunn opened in 1980. A big reason? The town of Taft doesn't have a police force. The legislature wrote a law requiring the Department of Corrections to patrol the perimeter of the prisons and the streets of Taft. These days, prison officers do patrol the prison perimeters, but they're too short-handed to patrol the town. The law also says the State Highway Patrol has to keep a trooper posted in Taft permanently. Caesar says the Highway Patrol did set up the post after the law went into effect.
There was one here for about 10 months, and there has never been another one since.
The Highway Patrol disagrees with that timeline. It told State Impact the trooper post lasted about 2 years before it shut down. The patrol wouldn't say why. It declined interview requests and answered select questions by email. Shortly after coming into office, Taft State Representative Republican Avery Fricks told the patrol it wasn't following the law.
It is essentially due to funding, from my understanding.
The Highway Patrol did not reopen the trooper post, but it signed a document promising to send assistance to Taft when requested, if it has troopers available. Frank Taylor wants more protection from the state, but he doesn't see it coming. He also doesn't think prisoners are going to stop escaping.
How many times are we sitting down here and somebody comes by, hey, you got a cigarette lighter? For all we know, it could be somebody who's walked away from the prison.
Taylor says he isn't sure he can count on the prison to sound the alarm or rely on police to keep him safe. If an escaped inmate comes to his house, Taylor says they might return to prison with a bullet wound. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on prison walkouts, visit kgou.org.